Culture Class, Holidays in Turkey, Lesson 19, Valentine's Day. Hello, and welcome to the Culture Class, Holidays in Turkey series at TurkishClass101.com. In this series, we're exploring the traditions behind Turkish holidays and observances. I'm Michael, and you're listening to Season 1, Lesson 19, Valentine's Day. In Turkish, it's called
Sevgililer Günü.
Valentine's Day was inspired by Saint Valentine and is celebrated on February 14th. On this day, lovers and couples use this occasion to show their respect, love, and passion to one another. In this lesson, you will learn about how Valentine's Day is celebrated in Turkey and hear some interesting facts about the term
sevgili,
meaning lover, throughout Turkish history. Now, before we get into more detail, do you know the answer to this question? Do you know what an embroidered handkerchief or
oyalı mendil
in different shapes and colors meant during the Ottoman period? If you don't already know, you'll find out a bit later. Keep listening. Valentine's Day is no different in Turkey than any other country in the world. Lovers, or
sevgililer,
buy one another gifts and write love messages on cards. Flowers, chocolates, and heart-shaped toys are among the most popular presents. Most people like having a romantic dinner together. The ones who attach a lot of importance to Valentine's Day often make arrangements to propose or get married on this special day. Since this celebration originates from Christian traditions, it may not be seen as appropriate by more traditional Turks. In the Ottoman period, love was kept behind closed doors.
Sadabat
is a valley that used to be the most popular resort in Ottoman Istanbul. Young lovers would often meet there to escape the eyes of their parents and society. According to the book of Dede Korkut, one of the epic stories of the Turkmen, or in Turkish,
Dede Korkut Destanı,
when the hero named Wild Dumrul, or
Deli Dumrul,
challenged the archangel of death, Azrael. Azrael came enraged to take his life. So Wild Dumrul tried to look for someone else to sacrifice their lives instead of him. Neither his father nor mother were willing to sacrifice for him. However, his lover was. Touched by Dumrul's lover's devotion, God took his order back, spared their lives, and gave his parents remaining days to the couple. In Turkish culture, respect towards one's mother and father has a very special place. Although the Wild Dumrul epic might seem to contradict this idea, it is helpful to note that the epic should be interpreted in its own context. Since the Turkish nomad tribes lived an unsettled life, the association of young people was important for them to continue their family's bloodlines. Now it's time to answer our quiz question. Do you know what an embroidered handkerchief, or
oyalı mendil,
in different shapes and colors meant during the Ottoman period? Embroidery on women's handkerchiefs had different meanings. A line of yellow flowers stood for sadness or hopeless love. White jasmines suggested that the woman was married, and hyacinth, engaged. Wild roses meant that the woman's man was far away. Peppers meant that she was on bad terms with her husband, and pink flowers meant that the woman was pregnant. In the Ottoman period, in everyday life, since it wasn't appropriate for women to talk in public, they would express themselves through their lace handkerchiefs. So listeners, how was this lesson? Did you learn anything interesting? Would you like to share with us any ancient traditions in your culture about Valentine's Day? Leave us a comment letting us know at TurkishClass101.com, and we'll see you in the next lesson.